Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Vagra. A 10-member team of the 16th Finance Commission of India, led by N.E. George Matthew, visited Zero Valley yesterday. The Lower Subansiri District Administration accorded them a traditional welcome at Circuit House at Hapoli, wherein the 16th Finance Commission had a productive interaction with PRI members and HODs. The Commission assessed the challenges faced in the implementation of various flagship programs and advancement met so far. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired, participated in the Madhavpur Fair, an annual cultural and spiritual festival held in Madhavpur, Khed, Gujarat yesterday. The fair commemorates the divine wedding of Lord Krishna and Rukmini, symbolizing the historical and cultural connection between Gujarat and the Northeast, particularly Arunachal Pradesh. The governor, currently on a 5-day official visit to Gujarat at the invitation of Chief Minister of Gujarat, Bhupendra Patel, commended the event as a unique initiative under the Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat program. As a token of appreciation and to further cultural exchange, the governor presented a book titled Malini Thaan, A Glorious Heritage of Arunachal Pradesh, published by the Malini Thaan Vikas Parishad to the Governor of Gujarat and Union Minister of Culture and Tourism. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, while attending the 8th meeting of the steering committee of the Department of Hydropower Development at Tawang today, handed over a cheque of ₹269.97 crore to the Deputy Commissioner Anini Devang Valley District on behalf of SJVN Limited. The information was shared by the Chief Minister in a social media post today. Khandu in his post stressed that this marks a significant step forward in the construction of the 3,097 megawatt Italian hydroelectric power, one of the largest in the country. In a continuous fight against drug trafficking under Operation Dawn 2.0, the Nahalagun police have successfully busted two major interstate drug networks operating within the capital region. Acting on credible information, the police conducted two separate raids leading to the arrest of four drug peddlers, including three women, and the seizure of a total of 53.13 grams of suspected heroin, along with cash amounting to ₹1,25,000. A case has been registered at Nahalagun Police Station under the NDPS Act. Arunachal's Taekwondo player Rupa Bayor has been selected under the Target Asian Games group by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India, for the Asian Games 2026. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in his social media post congratulated Rupa Bayor on being selected under the Target Asian Games group in the discipline of Taekwondo for the 2026 Asian Games. The Department of Education, Papumpari District, under the Samagra Siksha Scheme, organized a drug abuse awareness program at Government Higher Secondary School, Balijan, yesterday. The initiative targeted elementary and secondary school students in the Balijan block to raise awareness about drug abuse, its harmful impacts, and prevention strategies. While addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner of Papumpari District Rural, Jaken Bomjen, urged the students and other stakeholders to stay away from drugs, emphasizing that drug abuse not only destroys individuals but also weakens society. The 13th Inter-College Youth Festival 2025, hosted by Rajiv Gandhi University, concluded yesterday with great enthusiasm and success after 3 days of vibrant cultural, literary, and sports competition. The valedictory ceremony was attended by MLA Topin Arthur as the chief guest. This year's edition witnessed the participation of 27 colleges and 484 participants competing in 8 different disciplines. President Draupadi Murmu discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interest with President Peter Pellegrini of the Slovak Republic during one-to-one meeting and delegation-level talks in Bratislava. The participants in delegation-level talks from Indian side included the accompanying Minister of State, Srimati Nibhuben Bambania, as well as members of Parliament, Sri Dhaval Patel and Srimati Sandhya Ray, and senior officials. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.